咁、那個議程咧就係、是、我哋先去整理一下，喺上一輪嘅公眾參與嘅活動裏面我哋收集到嘅意見。咁因為我哋舉辦咗好幾個嘅活動嘅，咁委員咧亦都有啲委員有參與過啦，咁亦都有部分委員上一次開會嘅時候有去參加過我哋個 site visit 啊。咁我相信現在咧係一個好適當嘅時機，我哋去即係叫做有資料喺手上，我哋去整理一下，然後再睇下下一步點樣去做法。咁由於呢個討論咧，即係我覺得係非常之重要啊，即係會係一個整理過往我哋手上面前有嘅，亦都咧係會影響我哋跟住點樣繼續做落去。咁所以即係今日呢個討論咧，我就即係會鼓勵大家就。或者用一個比較開放少少嘅態度，咁亦都集中少少我哋嘅精神咧去睇。咁由於個範圍好大下，所以我哋就希望先請規劃署同事同埋個檢討嘅顧問咧，去俾少少資料我哋，同我哋總結一下，然後深入一下先。咁、那個材料其實就喺個 paper 嗰度有一份30頁嘅報告，就俾咗大家嘅。咁但係我哋就唔。我提議我哋唔會跟住嗰份報告，我哋逐項去睇，因為咁樣冇乜特別意思啊。咁反而就想請Raymond 或者 Iris 去 take 我哋 through 一啲重點先啊。
哇！多謝主席。其實喺我哋個第一個階段嗰個公眾參與嘅活動咧，係由呢個九月中至到十一月中嗰時咧，我哋係做咗嘅。咁我哋喺九月十一月中，即係過去嗰三至現在嗰三過去嗰三個禮拜咧。咁我哋就集中咗啲精力咧，就去將收集到嗰啲意見去整理啦。咁首先就即係要向各位講聲對唔住先啦，因為咧我哋嗰個整理嘅資料咧，去到上個禮拜尾咧，先至可以即係整理咗份文件，一個咁長嘅文件交咗俾大家。咁但係今日咧，我諗我哋咧就係會即係集中咧，就係睇下即係收到呢啲公眾意見係啲咩嘢，而聽聽大家對於公眾嘅意見有啲咩睇法，就幫到我哋喺下一個階段嗰個工作嘅。咁為咗即係方便嗰個討論起見咧，咁我哋嘅顧問咧就亦都將嗰啲意見咧就濃縮咗，作為一個好簡短嘅呢個 PowerPoint 嘅 presentation。咁我哋主席，我哋嗰個建議咧就係就住每一個重點咧，咁我哋作少少簡介啦，收集咗啲咩意見啦，有啲咩嘢需要考慮嘅地方啦，咁然後大家可以就住呢一個issue 大家討論一下，咁然後我哋先去第二個issue 咁樣。
好，
咁如果係主席如果同意嘅話，咁我就請 Iris 即係幫我哋即係介紹一下我哋收到啲咩意見啦。
主席係，就係 Raymond 講好簡短，我其實都想好簡短，不過因為收集咗太多意見，所以咧都可能唔能夠太簡短。咁正話提過咧，第一階段嘅時候咧，我哋其實出去問嗰啲公眾人士咧，其實就好廣泛嘅，問佢哋即係對於成個研究嘅方向啊、目標啊，有啲乜嘢關注嘅事件等等咧，我哋都有問嘅，咁所以我都集中，即係我都會分門別類咁樣匯報翻。三個公眾論壇同埋一個嗰啲社區嘅工作坊，一共有成500多人參加過嘅。咁亦都去過好多唔同嘅嗰啲委員啊、委員會啊，或者啲個別嘅持份者嗰度咧，去俾一啲諮詢嘅會。咁一共收到咧係超過230份嘅即係書面嘅建議。對於嗰、那個喺重新睇啟德嘅嗰個理想嘅時候咧，其實好多人都似乎都係有共同嘅有一個咁樣嘅目標啦，就係即係希望有一個新嘅現象，即係一個新嘅image 啊，俾香港就唔係話舊陣時咁樣將一個新市鎮咁樣又再擺翻入嚟咁樣，咁咧就希望將嗰、那個海港嘅感覺嘅親近嘅感覺咧，再帶翻去俾香港人，同埋亦都好著重一樣嘢咧，就係希望喺啟德嗰度。的發展是能夠真真正正改善到那個生活的質素。有很多人都提到呢，就是希望啟德呢真的成為香港的一個體育、康樂和一些娛樂啦，加上旅遊的一個一個中心點樞紐，還有如果是有 住宅嘅話咧，佢哋好希望係一啲真係高質素嘅住宅。亦都有一個好突出嘅意見咧，即係好多人都贊同嘅咧，就係話要保留翻，要認真咁樣即係去處理翻即係啟德呢一個咁樣嘅所謂文化遺產。咁所以有好多人就提到話嗰條跑道嘅款咧唔可以太大改變啦，即係如果填咗，可能亦都會改變咗嗰個樣貌啊等等。最後一點咧，嗰、那個理想就係話要有一個綠色嘅城市嚇，即係同埋係可持續嘅。咁對於啲一啲咁樣嘅理想咧，對我哋嚟講，我哋覺得即係其實一路以來喺不同嘅歷史階段嚇，其實呢一啲都有提過嘅。不過今次可能係即係一整合咁樣去提。喺呢方面，我哋需唔需要停落嚟講？
我提議咧就不如你講多幾個先。
講多幾個先，好啊，好啊。
因為即係而家咁純粹啲原則就比較係抽空少少。
好啊，嚇！咁對於呢、這個原則，即係規劃上嘅原則咧，就有好幾點係比較突出嘅，即係有共識嘅，就係、是、一定要係規劃係為人而規劃，即係以人為本嘅。咁需要嘅咧就係、是、有一個integrated 嘅 approach 啦，嚇，對唔住我有陣時即係即時醒唔起嗰啲翻譯，亦都係要即係好認真咁將嗰個海港係帶翻去俾我哋啲市民。可持續發展呢、這個好多人都提係一個即係希望呢度係一個 showcase 嚟嘅。對於嗰個 rich line 一定要保護。這個怎樣發生呢？就是希望能夠那個建築物的高度呢是由因為向海邊呢是要一路降低啦，尤其是在海邊就一定不可以有太高的樓宇。亦都在個過程中那個原則就是說在規劃的過程中一定要保留返本土的文化和一些歷史的即是一些文物啦咁。咁這個我覺得我們必定會遵守的。以下講的呢就其實是一些 sorry
好、我們就剛才就講了一個所謂 vision 和 principles 就是個理想和原則。跟著呢就就我們兩個文件或者我們偷看到Iris 的 presentation 就知道他會講四個主要的關注點啊，即係幾個 key concerns 啊。咁或者呢度我哋先好快咁停一停啦，即係喺個理想同埋個規劃原則嗰度，大家有冇一啲咩嘅 comment 啊？因為由於我哋討論通常討論嘅氣氛係咁啊，即係我哋一路講落去就會多啲嘢講噶啦。咁所以即係但我而家就首先 pause 一下，咁一陣間大家再翻轉頭都得嘅。不過多得 Jim 就有啲 comment 先啦。
主席我想睇第四張 slide 嗰個 vision for 啟德，第四個 bullet point 關於 sustainable green city。我想 consulting confirm 個 green 係綠化個 green 啦，因為 green 係 environmental protection 嗰種 green， 因為一般英文個 green 啫，而家有兩個意思嘅。唔該。
主席，其實係兩樣都有。有好多公眾都直情係講到就係話，即係希望係一個即係 city in the park 咁樣，即係好多綠化。咁亦都有好多人提到就係話要嗰啲環保嘅設施啊，環保嘅 building 啊，即係兩個意義都喺度。不過真係綠色嗰個，我覺得都 come out 好清晰嘅。
好。有冇其他嘅意見？Paul。
Just a question, your comment, retain local culture. I'm not sure what the local culture would be at the runway.
Iris?
I think when people talk about local culture, they are talking about the interface areas also, you know, try to reflect what's there, you know, into Kai Tak.
In fact, there are a few sort of heritage and local culture features that has already been featured in the past study, like the Fischer Walk Block, the Cowan Walk, the feature of the one way, the adjacent Cowan City area, the Song Wong Tai Set, and all that. They were sort of part and partial of this point raised by the public.
我想請 Iris 即係繼續講幾個 key concern 之前咧，就睇翻個理想啊，就即係我唔知道如果用個咁嘅形容係即係大家覺得係合唔合適咧？就係即係好多人提出係有個啟德遊樂場嘅概念啊，唔係以前嗰、那個啫，即係啟德係一個sports recreation tourism。一個即係生活享受嘅一個地方，咁如果朝住呢個方向咧，就即係揸住個啟德嘅發展咧，就會同譬如而家揸住大嶼山嘅發展嘅 concept plan 有啲唔同啦。即係有時你揸住個 plan 咧，就覺得佢係一個 development plan， 即係一個發展嘅作為經濟發展為主嘅一個計劃。咁若果我哋揸住呢幾點咧，即係而家喺我哋面前個理想啊 vision 啊。咁就即係會俾到我哋一個印象。如果我哋真係好認真咁做落去啦，俾到大家嘅印象就係啟德呢笪地方咧，就係即係主要唔係經濟發展啊，而係一個即係生活啊，或者係享用啊，即係咁樣嗰個方向嘅。我即係呢個咁嘅睇法咧，就唔係一個意見啊，亦都唔係一個結論。即係只係想提出嚟俾大家考慮一下，係咪呢個係咪一個可能？大家想對啟德嘅定位啊，亦話即係裏邊會唔會即係始終講啟德嘅發展咧，都應該有翻一個即係作為一笪即係市區地方、都市地方，你都要俾佢有得發展咁嘅一個 dimension 啊。咁或者我哋可以即係一路傾落去嘅時候咧，大家再 revisit 翻個理想同埋規劃原則啊。Unless Paul you want to say something?
Just a quick supporting comment, Chairman, because I have a feeling that when we do this kind of consultation, there's also some leading of the audience. The hub for sports, recreation, and tourism and entertainment, it's been led by two things. One, everybody likes to have this, especially when we're living in a crowded environment, and this is the first time we're asking.Kind of openly, what do you want to do with Kai Tech? And if we don't have a lot of sports, entertainment, and culture around our harbour, everybody gives that as the solution for Kai Tech. But we may want it in Kowloon or in Central or in Hoeng Hom. So I think we have to measure this. We cannot, because of the fact that this was the first study, we'll have to take this with a grain of salt. And we have to weigh this as more of a general requirement for what we do around the harbour and specifically for Kai Tech.And I believe that the housing development was possibly led by the study. And what is missing is that we didn't lead on the possibility that Kai Tech could be what starts up the redevelopment of a second business hub, because we never led that in any of the documentation. So this cannot be a firm conclusion for these reasons.
Right, yes.
Thank you.
You're quite right. In a sense, these are comments on the proposed vision.And this should better be viewed as aspirations that's been collected rather than alternative vision statements for Kai Tech. I should emphasize that we are drawing no conclusions at this stage as to the what is right as the vision for Kai Tech. Dr. Jim.
关于第五个 slide planning principle 嗰度啦我就睇落咧，就好明顯嗰個 planning design 嗰個 idea 就擠咗落去噶啦。但係可唔可以即係直情 directly spell out 話我哋會盡量跟嗰個 planning我意思係 urban design 啊，可唔可以直接寫落去話我哋想盡量跟個 urban design principle 嚟設計呢個啟德區？因為以往嗰啲舊區咧，就而家我哋有新嘅。Urban design 的 principles 呢就舊區你要它改就很難啦但是這個新的發展區如果我們盡量可以跟到個 urban design principle 呢那個那個市容啊那個 landscape 啊各方面應該有大大的改善啦那我很明白已經寫了下去的間接但可不可以直接一點寫它出來的意思啊唔該。
是好。跟住Iris。
不好意思，我其實當 Jim 那個，我們其實這個是反映那些市民講，即是我們搜集到的意見，他們就沒有特別去 refer to planning department 的 urban design guideline， 那這個即我同意，即可能都包含了，但是這個是他們的意見。And I would like to respond to Paul's comment. In fact, we did specifically ask the question during the public forums whether Kaitech should be developed as a secondary office, no, you know, prime office center, basically, actually. But there are comments coming back that we should allow opportunities of regeneration more in the hinterland than building, you know, new office centers at Kaitech.So I would like to raise that point. Yeah.
好，多謝 Iris。咁我諗我哋都開始熱身咗噶啦。我想喺呢個 point 咧就提一提咧，我哋現在就想係即係整理一下我哋收集到嘅公眾嘅意見。咁如果大家有新嘅 comment 提出咧，當然即係隨時都可以提出啦。但我希望就我哋主要咧就唔係今日再加多其他嘅 comment， 而係我哋去 interpret 同埋去處理綜合。一啲已經收集咗喺我哋面前嘅意見，咁請阿 Iris 再介紹嗰幾個 key concerns 啊。
係，唔該曬。
Before that, can I seek a clarification on these visions that has been collected from the public consultation? When we talk about the quality housing development, does it suggest that we are ruling out the possibility of public housing? Is that considered as quality housing or non-quality housing?
It's the harbour front, public housing.
I mean, just want to clarify. I mean, I didn't participate in all the public consultation, but I just want to, you know, get a better feel.
係個收集到嘅意見係點㗎？
我哋收到嗰個意見咧，就公眾人士咧，就係希望有啲即係好啲嘅質素嘅住宅嘅樓宇。咁喺我哋一路做呢一個階段嗰個公眾諮詢嗰陣時咧，我哋同公眾傾開有關呢一個即係住宅發展嗰度咧，我哋一路都係講緊嘅咧，就係話我哋希望係即係喺呢個規劃嗰度咧，我哋做一啲住宅嘅發展。咁至於即係將來嗰個到底嗰個住宅嗰個發展係一個公營嘅房屋或私營房屋咧，咁我哋希望咧就係就算係公營房屋都好啦，都係。跟得到我哋呢次研究出嚟建議嗰個所謂嘅質素啦，咁就變咗嗰個係即係留待翻有關嘅整個嗰個房屋政策嗰個土地嗰個分配到底係公營私營嗰個劃分嘅，咁所以我哋講嗰個 quality housing 咧，我哋係 apply to both 嗰個 public 同埋 private。
嗯，好，OK，
第一個咁咧就係嗰個填海嗰度，咁其實大部分嘅人咧，其實的確係都幾明顯講就係話，即係真係唔好填啦。不過如果有真係需要填咧，就有啲幾個原則，即係話只要如果你話真係非填不可咧，就係佢哋可以接受嘅程度咧，就去到話嗰個填海係好 limited， 然之後咧就係 for 即係俾咩用途咧，就係海濱長廊啦，一啲submerged roads 啊，或者係碼頭啦，啲或者係另一樣嘢就係、是、即係如果一個 approach channel 真係嗰個 pollution 係、那個污染係真係好難有效，即係有成本效益咁去解決咧，都有一啲公眾咧係可以接受咁、但係就即係好明顯講就係話填海嚟起屋，填海嚟起寫字樓嗰啲，即係就似乎係冇即係唔接受得到啦咁。咁但係呢一個咧，我哋當然就一路做落去嘅時候，我哋都會好即係好小心，就係話真係有需要填海嘅時候，我哋都即係需要有好好嘅證據，就係話嗰個需要同埋有冇真係其他嘅方法去處理。因為最終咧，我哋都係要有個即係overriding public need test 要經過嘅嚇。啟德 approach channel 其實即係的確係好即係都幾越睇就即係越複雜。咁有好多人咧，一開口就梗係即係都講話，喂，即係其實都好，即係好闊好用嚇、最好留翻佢啦咁樣。如果能夠有一啲即係好好嘅 mitigation measure 嘅話，咁不過住喺附近周圍嗰啲人咧，亦都即係當然有提過、就是，就係哇，一早話填㗎，你唔填而家，你除非講到俾我聽，你真係可以好有效咁樣去處理個問題。如果唔係咧，即係即係佢哋就覺得好失望啦咁樣嚇。 有亦都有即係其實嗰啲話唔填嗰啲咧，其實都寄望就係、是、希望如果一個水質係唔填嘅時候，個水質係能夠清潔到係可以做一啲水上活動嘅，即係唔係就咁睇嘅。當然啲人都會好即係 treasure 話即係有多啲水面，但係即係能夠用得到就更加好啦。咁呢個我哋就覺得即係其實一路做嘅時候，我哋就發覺係好多複雜嘅問題，咁或者一陣間我哋都會提到嘅，就係、是、呢一張好似好細隻字嘅 slide。咁嗱，其實即係最主要講就係有好多原因令到佢咁污染，佢污染而家係水質啦、臭味啦，同埋嗰啲淤泥。咁而佢哋嗰個原因就有好多種嘅，咁又包括佢窩埋去啦，即係啲水流唔好啦。有好多污染物咧，就即係長期累月咁樣即係堆落嚟啦嚇。咁吐露港嗰個 Effluent Export Scheme 咧，其實亦都有佢本身自己嗰個水質嘅一個限制喺度嘅。仲有好多係即係expedient connections， 即係非法接駁嘅，即係唔係話好容易揾得翻出嚟嘅呢啲接駁口。仲有就係即係其他嘅 surface runoff， 即係一大雨咁樣流落嚟咁。咁呢一啲咧，我哋就一路睇落去咧，我哋就覺得我哋需要係多方面去tackle 呢個問題，即係唔係話單一我淨係處理咗水質或者淨係處理咗淤泥咧，我就可以長期咁樣解決個問題。咁所以咧係需要有一個整合，即係幾樣嘅measures 一齊做嘅。嗰啲 bullet points 寫咗啦，就係、是、要改善本身改善嗰個污染嘅源頭。咁就係呢一樣嘢已經好困難，因為發覺連個源頭有陣時喺邊咧，邊一樣嘢係最重要嘅污染物咧，都即係而家暫時嚟講都未係話100%清晰。咁又要就算你話改善咗嗰個源頭咧，佢如果太多堆落嚟，嗰、那個水流唔好咧，依然都會聚積翻，即係少少少少咁又會聚積翻喺度。咁最終亦都係個下底有好厚嘅淤泥，我哋係咪可以又係好有成本效益咁去處理咗佢咧？咁而家都喺度即係一路不斷咁樣喺度進展緊，即係未有個定論。咁第二個喺呢度停定係繼續。
講埋呢幾個。
好啊，咁第二個key concern 咧就係話第三個啊。就係同呢個附近周圍環境，即係周圍地區嗰、那個連接。好多人即係喺附近我哋落區嘅時候咧，就聽到好多嗰度本身嗰啲居民啊，或者區議員啊嗰啲咧，佢哋就真係好渴望咧啟德係俾佢哋有個機會咧，係解決佢哋本身地區嘅一啲不足嘅地方，例如社區設施啊，尤其是係休憩地方、綠化嘅地方。同埋有一啲佢哋而家本身交通擠塞啊，或者係嗰啲污水渠嘅接駁，其實呢啟德佢哋真係好希望能夠係作為一個 solution space 嘅。亦都有一啲人呢講到就係話舊區嗰個重建呢，其實都好睇，尤其是住宅都好睇即係呢一個啟德可唔可以有一啲 solution space 俾佢哋。business 嗰方面咧，就有一啲意見、就是，就係正話我提到啦，同阿 Paul 嗰個 comment 就係話，佢哋覺得如果我哋起太多新嘅寫字樓喺度咧，可能就扼殺咗佢哋本身喺個區入邊可以有重建嘅機會。至於同其他研究嘅接面咧，我哋就覺得即係其實一路以來我哋都好即係好留意嘅，因為大家其實係同時間進行，我哋好難話等嘅。咁但係我哋都好留意其他嗰啲研究嗰個結果，同埋佢哋出去諮詢嘅時候嗰個結果。例如2030啦，香港2030年啦，可持續發展最近啱啱今日先有個 summit 啦，即係概括咗喺幾個 pilot areas 嘅睇法啦，同埋一啲一啲比較地區性嘅九龍灣同觀塘嗰個 outline zoning plan 準備，即係譬如話要做一啲building height 嘅 restriction 啦等等，我哋都即係密切留意住嗰、那個即係大家即係雙線進行緊嘅嘢嘅。
好，咁啊，剛才啊 Iris 就提出咗四個主要嘅關注，填海啦，啟德名渠啊。 同埋周邊區嘅關係，仲有咧同埋其他嘅規劃研究嘅關係。咁我又想再提大家，我哋今日嘅任務就唔係要去解答呢啲主要嘅關注啊。咁呢啲關注可能有排去傾㗎。咁但我想大家委員可以俾下意見，就係從市民裏面收集到嘅意見咧，有冇其他嘅你覺得係好主要嘅關注？應該係我哋擺咗出嚟先嘅。咁呢個係一個問題。另外一個咧就係呢啲主要嘅關注咧，有邊類問題係我哋可以一路個檢討一路做嘅時候，我哋一路處理。但係有邊類問題咧，我哋一定咧去到某一個地方，我哋要有一個答案啊。咁然後先至可以繼續做落去嘅。我諗我哋今日唔係要俾嗰個答案，但係我哋先要 identify 咗邊一啲問題，我哋一定要面對，要有個決定，咁先至有得做落去。阿 Joe，
主席，我想問咧，呢啲叫做主要嘅關注 key concerns 啊，咁係你點即係 define 到佢嘅 key concerns？ 因為好多市民提出呢個 concern 啦，咁。如果是的話，是不是這個 interface with other studies， 即是香港2030 sustainable development， 是市民提出，很多市民提出這一個關注，所以它成為一個 key concern， 還是 consulting 公司自己覺得這一個是 key concern， 所以都要加上去講。謝謝。
Alice。其實這些呢就紫色嗰啲字呢，其實藍色嗰啲字呢就係即係我哋出去 consult 嘅時候聽到嘅。咁當然佢哋未必呢係即係 detail 到話嗰個觀塘同九龍灣嗰啲高度限制，但係佢哋都係講緊即係喂好多嘢進行緊喎，你哋點樣協調啊咁樣。咁尤其是譬如我哋去到town planning board 啊，去到一啲即係諮詢委員會嗰啲呢，咁佢哋就即係都成日 highlight 呢樣嘢，因為佢哋成日都覺得好多諮詢一齊，咁究竟邊個行先邊個行後呢咁。
即我會覺得即 Town Planning Board 和其他諮詢委員就不是所謂一般市民的意見，即他們當然有很多不同的即 information， 我知道關於有其他 studies， 我想知道一般市民有多少是提出有關這些 study 的意見。
Alice，
寫入來的呢，我想就不是說真的他們說即係特別咁樣講，但係就算即係喺啲 public forum 嗰度咧，佢哋都有啲人都會提出就係話，佢哋發覺佢哋有去啲諮詢會又係講即係2030或者係 sustainable development， 咁究竟嗰、那個其實個銜接喺邊度？佢哋都有人提出嘅。
今次呢個報告咧就唔係淨係嗰三個論壇一個 workshop 嘅收翻嚟嘅資料嘅，係。嗰幾個公眾參與，另外再加上咧，之前佢哋都做咗幾個嘅諮詢嘅，即係喺啲區議會啊，或者係一啲委員會裏面嘅諮詢，收集到翻嚟嘅意見。多謝 Jim。
主席多謝。我想傾傾嗰個啟德名渠嗰個問題啊，就有人反對，有人贊成填啦。就我想了解一下做諮詢嗰陣。有冇提供一啲即係市民容易理解嗰啲資訊啊？話俾佢聽，填同唔填嗰個 cost benefit 喺邊度？因為嗰、那個環保嗰樣嘢咧，就講起上嚟容易，但係如果你話處理咁多污泥，可能個 cost 好驚人。因為我想起呢個柴里船廠嘅嗰個 case， 處理好少土壤啫，其實，但係要使好多錢。咁如果呢度啟德名渠嗰度咁大量嗰啲淤泥積咗喺度，假如係污染得好嚴重嘅話咧，嗰個處理個成本會相當驚人嘅。咁呢啲資訊唔知有冇俾市民知道咗，然後先問佢哋意見咧？多謝。
Alice，
其實Professor Jim 問得好好，不過即係我哋最慘咧就係第一期嗰個諮詢咧，我哋實在好早期啊，我哋根本就未做到嗰一步，但我哋咧就好刻意咁講咧，就係、是、我哋理解。那個、我們就講曬個問題喺邊，如果要處理的時候咧，有幾咁多樣嘢要清理，咁就講話即係其實那個成本應該係好昂貴，但我哋係未做到，即係我哋未去到嗰一步講個數字出嚟。
我相信個答案咧就係即係未做得到，因為即使喺我哋上次開會之後走去個 site 嗰度睇咧，即係以我哋委員會啊都要去到個 site 嗰度先至即係識得去點樣問一啲政府嘅專業嘅同事咧。即係你去問個問題都要即係有一定嘅理解先啊。 咁所以這個重要嘅問題咧，可能我哋喺下一個階段裏邊就要即係正面啲去面對。咁我估啊 ，Dr. Jim 嘅問題亦都即係包含咗少少咧，就嘅意思係呢個啟德名渠係一個我哋一定要決定到嘅問題，即係填與不填啊。就我哋未必要今日去決定，或者甚至未必要喺現在呢個階段去揾到個答案。但係深刻我哋咧要俾到個公眾一個信息咧，就係、是香港公眾要有個答案，就係、是、啟德名渠填或者唔填。咁但係現在我哋就未有足夠嘅資料咧，可以好 comfortably 俾到公眾咧話去問呢個問題啊。
主席，但我諗講翻啟德名渠個問題咧，即係因為呢個咁對嗰個設計咁有一個最基本嘅一個影響咧，其實我諗可能顧問方面都要俾多少少啲技術性嘅資料。我諗當然啦，我諗但係上次會我諗顧問都俾過啲技術性嘅資料我哋，但係咧我諗公眾嚟講咧就冇呢啲咁嘅技術性資料同埋個 cost 嗰個資料咧，其實我諗即係好難有一個咁嘅即係方向，我哋知道咧係應該即係點樣去面對呢樣嘢。尤其是亦都有一個問題，就話你仲有法律問題，即係到時如果技術性做咗之後，顯咗之後，最睇係法律性嘅問題。如果我哋話，譬如我哋覺得係技術性嘅話，錢嗰度都可行，應該填嘅話咧，法律嗰樣嘢可能我哋都過唔到嘅。而呢樣嘢直接影響到我哋個成個規劃咧。如果你話填，我哋填幾多咧？唔填，我哋係咪完全唔填？如果你話而家係顧問方面覺得話唔使填，或者係根本唔填得到嘅，咁可能我哋仲有一個清晰啲嘅方向去進行。如果唔係嚟講咧，我諗呢個 dilemma 係即係好影響大家再繼續下一步嗰個規劃嘅。
想即係consultant 回應之前咧，就補充少少喺嗰個法律上嘅問題咧，我哋可唔可以當作係個技術上嘅其中一部分啊？即係技術資料嘅一部分。因為你除咗係提供所有嘅技術資料之外咧，咁我哋都希望起碼有一啲嘅 advice 啊，知道如果填嘅話，佢係咪合法嘅？我哋冇理由樣樣都要去法庭度 test 噶嘛，係咪 ？Raymond。
或者正正就是因為我們即係嗰個研究嗰個過程咧，就我們在呢個階段就係即係喺我哋即係任何方案之前就已經問嗰個公眾啦。咁喺個第一個階段嗰度，我哋做到嘅咧就係顧問咧就幫我哋咧就係將嗰個問題就分析咗俾呢個公眾聽。咁就即係包括即係話到底嗰度嗰個污染到底係即係點解會有臭味啊等等呢啲咧。咁喺我哋嗰啲唔同嘅論壇啊，唔同嘅社區嗰個工作坊嗰度咧，咁我哋都將嗰啲咁嘅背景資料都交咗出去。咁但係就係因為即係我哋係即係個研究都要同步進行啦，咁我哋係會即係去到下一個階段咧，先至有更加多嘅資料，即係包括話即係嗰個成本效益啊嗰個問題啊，真正嗰個錢個數字，我哋講緊幾多咧？咁係要去到嗰度咧，我哋先至會有更加多嘅資料。而現在嚟講咧，我哋係即係每日都係知道更加多有關嗰個啟德名渠嗰個問題，亦都喺呢一方面咧就係做緊呢啲功夫。到底佢填與唔填咧，其實真係對於整嗰個規劃個佈局係影響都會係幾大嘅。咁但係就根據翻我哋而家呢個檢討嗰個設計咧，我哋下一個階段咧就係會有唔同嘅概念圖去諮詢啦。而過咗嗰個階段之後，我哋先至需要即係揀一個嘅。咁換句話講咧，即係喺整個研究嘅過程咧，我哋係不斷咁樣將嗰啲資料咧落去 build up。而去到真係要揀嗰陣時咧，我哋希望係有足夠嘅資料去話得到俾大家聽咧，就係、是。到底我哋填與唔填嗰陣時候，嗰個唔同嘅成本效益係點，同埋填同與唔填嗰陣時候，到底佢對呢、這個嗰、那個所謂嗰個凌駕性公眾需要嘅測試，咁我哋係過到啊，定係過唔到？咁變咗我係呢個過程咧，我哋係要即係經過呢個過程先要做得到啊，主席。
係，好多謝 Raymond。但呢一個過程咧，就我哋要必經嘅否則咧，將來嗰個規劃就好難做啊。Paul。
I was listening to them. On the reclamation side, I'm just really concerned about the statement here in the document saying that it's the responsibility of the proponents of the individual facilities to prove with engineering input for relevant work departments the proposal they put forward will be meet the overriding public needs test. It's probably brings me to the other issue about the interface between this study and other studies. I guess the same thing, because we just went on Friday to this Lantau briefing as well, we have a similar situation there, that there is the territorial planning and there is this the individual studies for all the facilities, whether it's the bridge or whether it's the logistics center, in this case whether we need a sports stadium or whether we need roads. Where do we stand with this plan? If we believe that this is the integrated planning process, then I believe that this plan is going to take precedence over other plans. I.e. we can initiate and ask departments to do studies, and we can work on studies or send them back. I mean, there's got to be some priority. The history of planning in Hong Kong has been that we had a soup, and the content of the soup was everybody's individual study thrown in a pot, and then we stirred it long enough until it was cooked to a bland taste, and we ended up with the designs that we see around Hong Kong. So how are we going to change that? And I guess the only way to change that is that we make a conscious decision that it ain't not going to happen here, i.e. that this planning process which takes place here, which is the consultants are working on it and so on, that the area plan is going to be the integrated plan which is going to lead, and therefore can reject issues such as the suggestion that the stadium can only be placed here. Stadium could be placed in West Kowloon. There's a fantastic opportunity to place it there, and it has a retractable roof, so that matches the roof requirement for West Kowloon. But so what I'm saying is, and also the transport, I don't see here that we're going to send back all these suggestions for transport. The transport is like, no, well, you have to take this road down and please put the rate somewhere else. Or on the gas side, that we say, well, let's move this gas main or not, and that the study has to be fast-tracked. So I think we have to make a very determined decision on where we stand. Are we going to be led by all the studies, or are we going to lead other studies? So and I think this is a time for change, and I'm not sure if that's a motion or a request for a decision or just for everybody to think about, but I believe that is a crucial change, and that will then answer a lot of these key issues being brought here. Because the answer for reclamation is that it's got to be an integrated plan. Now, if you have a well thought through integrated plan and things, and you take responsibility, you don't leave it up to an individual department to sort it out. That's the integrated plan. And there is enough buy-in, so it's a legitimate integrated plan, then that will pass public overriding needs tests quite easily, I would assume. So I think it's a matter of start changing our mindset about how we do planning here, Chairman.
Well, I think that's a valid observation, if you like, of the complications between reclamation and that interface between our work and the other studies. But as I said earlier, we're not trying to come to any conclusion at this meeting. But it being a meeting dedicated to planning of Kai Tak, I think we do have some influence, if not authority, right, over the planning of the Kai Tak land area. What is important is that we want to make sure that in doing so, in coming up with our advice, which eventually will be translated into some real work, eventually into an OECP by the Town Planning Board, that in this process we don't get ourselves into direct conflict with some other government studies. 2030 is only one of them. There are transport studies and there are other studies, and so that is a very valid concern. I'm not sure how far an HEC subcommittee will be able to address this concern in particular. Logically, this concern cannot be addressed by us alone, because it involves all these other groups that are conducting the other studies as well.
Who are present here.
But I think the fact that this is an interdisciplinary, interdepartmental task force, right, is already a start, hopefully, to resolving the problem. Of course, ultimately, one can imagine that the only solution might be to have an all-encompassing planning authority, but since we don't have that, in lieu of that, maybe we're trying to get this group together to be effectively doing their job. But again, it's a valid point to be raised, although we don't have the answers right now.